Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, that's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where starting this week, you can now play an online version of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, news quiz question a day, also at npr.org. You can also find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, this is Bill Combs from Norfolk, Virginia.
Hey, how are things in Norfolk? That's a Navy base, isn't it? A lot of naval people there.
Yeah, it's windy and rainy here. I'm a retired Navy and now a defense contractor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So do you miss the rigor of the Navy? And
It's pretty much the Navy without sea duty right now.
Really? So you're hanging out? You make the transition okay?
More or less.
All right.
What's the Navy without sea duty? You just stand on ground and kind
pretty
of
much
act unbalanced?
Yeah. It's not a far stretch for me.
Well, welcome to the show, Bill. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle, once more, will read three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready?
Ready.
All right. Here is your first quote. It's actually a series of quotes.
It was all very warm. Lots of hugs, high fives, that kind of stuff.
And?
I gave him a hug and a kiss.
And?
We're all family.
That was a bunch of Democratic senators, as quoted in the New York Times, showing their renewed affection for whom?
Probably the president during the visit.
I honestly don't believe that's possible.
I don't think so.
It's a good guess, though. This is somebody who was once part of the fold, then was sent away, but is now back. And they're showing him how much they love him.
The distinguished gentleman from Connecticut. Mr. Lieberman.
Exactly, Joe Lieberman.
Okay.
Just, very good. Just a few short months ago, Joe Lieberman was a pariah in the Democratic Party, with all his so-called friends campaigning for that guy who beat him in the primary. But what a difference a general election victory makes, not to mention a one-vote majority in the Senate. Lieberman, who seems to be enjoying himself for the first time in months, refused to publicly rule out switching over to the GOP, handing the Senate to them. And he's been walking over and flamboyantly hanging out with his Republican friends at public hearings, the senatorial equivalent of leaving the brain's lunch table and going to eat with the jocks. Hence the very first bill that will be introduced in the Democratic-led Senate, the Joe Lieberman Always Gets Picked First for Kickball Act of 2007. All right, very good. Here's your next quote.
From frigid damnation to icy condemnation, but still damned.
That's how one gay news website described a certain group's attempts to reach out to gays this week, but only so much. What group? And when we say damnation, we mean damnation.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, that would be something in the religious community.
Yes, it would
community.
Be.
I'm guessing either the Catholic Church or the Episcopalian Church.
The Catholic Church, yes.
Okay.
Very good. After years of debate, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops announced new guidelines dealing with homosexuals. Basically, it welcomes gay people into the church as long as they don't do or say anything remotely gay, including holding hands, kissing, and dancing really well despite being white. It's sort of a don't ask and for God's sake, don't tell us what you do policy.
It's sort of darnation.
Yeah, it's darnation.
Darnation. Dang nation.
All right. Here's your last quote.
He supports gay rights. He supports banning all handguns. He supports abortion. His wife kicked him out, and he moved in with two gay men and a shih tzu. Is that South Carolina values? I don't think so.
That was from a South Carolina politician. The quote was from a few years back, but it's a preview of what a certain Republican can expect now that he has begun the process of running for president in 2008. Mm. Who?
That would be Rudy Giuliani.
Very good, yes. To some people, Giuliani's still the hero mayor who saw New York through 9/11, a man as popular as Dancing with the Stars, a a natural leader who just might win the presidency by acclamation. On the other hand, to other people, he is a serial adulterer who lived happily with gay men and who will have to win primaries in states where women wearing pants is still daring and where being the former mayor of New York is only slightly more impressive than being a city councilman from Sodom. Carl, how did Bill do in our quiz?
Well, Commander Bill did a fine job, Peter. He had three correct answers, so Bill, you win our prize.
Thanks very much.